From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Privy Council commutes to life execution sentences for two Barbadian death row prisoners, CARICOM to seek UN backing to create a toxic waste-free zone, and government fears of violence for Haiti's Carnival of Hope. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A Barbadian government challenge to the Privy Council ruling against executing death row prisoners after 5 years has failed. The law lords in London today upheld an appeal against a death sentence for Barbadian prisoners Peter Bradshaw and Denzel Roberts. Today's judgment follows the 1993 Privy Council judgment, allowing Jamaicans Earl Pratt and Ivan Morgan a stay of execution after they'd remained on death row for over 5 years. The Privy Council has ordered that Bradshaw and Roberts' death sentences be commuted to life imprisonment. They're expected to give their full reasons for today's ruling in a few weeks' time. One of the English attorneys representing Bradshaw and Roberts this morning was Anthony Metzer.
The Barbadian government had sought to challenge the decision in Pratt and Morgan, which was a decision of only some 15 months ago. And this was the first opportunity, the first time the Privy Council had an opportunity to consider the decision in that case. Throughout the hearing, which was only 1.5 days, it was quite clear that they were very rigid in wishing to have a strict interpretation in accordance with Pratt and Morgan, and that it would cover Barbados in the same way that it had covered Jamaica and Trinidad.
The Barbadian government had sought to overturn Bradshaw and Roberts' stay of execution orders, arguing the difficulty in processing the appeals within a 5-year period.